I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Government troops patrolled the streets of Colombia's capital, Bogota, today. The security measure was taken by President Juan Manuel Santos after several days of protests and violence linked to trade issues. The unrest has nothing to do with Colombia's decades-old civil conflict between the government and Marxist guerrillas known as the FARC. The two sides are currently holding peace talks in Cuba, and the Colombian government is urging the rebels to disarm and form a political party. The guerrillas are understandably wary. After all, in the 1980s, the FARC founded the left-wing Patriotic Union Party, only to see thousands of its members gunned down. But the government claims that security has improved and that Colombia is now safe for one-time guerrillas to stump for votes. John Otis reports from Bogota.
Since launching a guerrilla war in the 1960s, the FARC has claimed that it's too dangerous for leftists to run for office and that armed struggle is the only path to political power. The rebels speak from experience. During a ceasefire in the 1980s, the FARC formed the Patriotic Union and the government promised to protect its members. But the FARC refused to disarm, and when the party's candidates began winning elections, right-wing extremists charged that the Patriotic Union was paving the way for a rebel takeover. The result was a bloodbath.
Pero si en el evento de que el enemigo lograre arrebatarnos nuestra vida, bienvenida la muerte porque sabemos...
That's Jaime Pardo in a 1986 speech. Pardo was one of two Patriotic Union presidential candidates assassinated by paramilitaries who often worked in cahoots with the Colombian army. All told, 3,000 Patriotic Union members, including dozens of city council members, mayors, and congressmen, were killed.
For many reasons, this political party was eliminated.
Stephen Dudley is the author of Walking Ghosts, a book about the Patriotic Union. He calls the destruction of the party political genocide.
And what was left of this political party was this sort of lost hope, this sense that an opportunity had been blown in the 1980s for Colombia to come to some sort of a peace agreement.
The FARC has also committed war atrocities, such as massacres and kidnappings. So, even if the two sides reach a peace deal in Havana, some rebels may be legally barred from running for office. Those guerrillas who are allowed to run fear a violent backlash.
Que el propósito de fondo de este emprendimiento...
Iván Márquez is the FARC's chief peace negotiator. He disarmed and served in Congress for the Patriotic Union. But amid the killings, he figured the only way to survive was to return to the mountains with the FARC.
No radica entonces la esencia del asunto.
At a recent news conference in Havana, Márquez vowed that the FARC would not repeat the tragedy of the Patriotic Union. Still, Colombia's political landscape has changed dramatically. The paramilitary groups that targeted the Patriotic Union in the 1980s and 90s have largely disarmed. What's more, former fighters from other guerrilla groups that signed peace treaties now serve as legislators and mayors.
Y bienvenidos a Bogotá Humana Ya.
Last year, Gustavo Petro, a former guerrilla, was inaugurated mayor of Bogotá, Colombia's capital. Meanwhile, the Colombian government is trying to make amends for its role in the destruction of the Patriotic Union. At a somber ceremony in the Colombian Congress, the government formally apologized for the death of Manuel Cepeda, a Patriotic Union senator who was killed in 1994 by state security agents. In July, a Colombian court restored legal status to the Patriotic Union. Surviving members are determined to reestablish their party. This new Patriotic Union doesn't even have an office, though. When I meet up in downtown Bogota with the party's leader, Omer Calderon, we end up talking in a deserted cafe.
Buscando una gran coalición o una gran causa común por la paz.
Calderón tells me that the new Patriotic Union aims to become part of a broad alliance of left-wing parties. That alliance, he said, could include members of the FARC if the guerrillas sign a peace accord. Despite the dangers, author Stephen Dudley believes it's time for the FARC to give peaceful politics a second chance.
Initially, anyone who runs a campaign and who is an ex-guerrilla, especially an ex-FARC member, is going to have incredible amounts of protection. However, over time, these wounds will heal. It takes a while, but these things change, and people's perceptions of these guys change. And I think the same would happen with the FARC members.
For that to happen, the FARC must first agree to lay down its arms. But after 9 months of peace talks, the guerrillas and the government have yet to make much progress on that front. For The World, I'm John Otis, Bogota, Colombia.